The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, so we'll begin this morning with guided meditation. So letting the eyes gently close. That feels comfortable. Just taking a few deep breaths. Releasing any tension that may be at the surface level. Letting the body come into a posture that is upright and alert and balanced. In the meditation, we continually adjust our posture, fine-tune our posture, just to find the balance between effort and ease. And just letting the mind, letting the attention connect with the body. There'll be thoughts happening, there'll be sounds that we hear. As we include all of it in a very simple way, we just sit and we know that we're sitting. Mindfulness of the body is the foundation of our practice for many reasons. But one is that the body is always right here, present. So the sensations of the body can anchor us in the present moment. that can be helpful at the beginning of a sitting. To simply scan the body in a very simple way, starting from the crown of the head, and just letting the awareness move down the body. And if we notice areas of tension, tightness, it's bringing some ease to them. Noticing the top of the head and the hair. Noticing the face. Often there's tension around the muscles of the face, behind the eyes. Mouth, jaw. And just at your own pace, moving down through the neck, the chest, both arms, all the way to the hands, to the fingertips. Simply connecting to the felt experience of the body from the inside. Noticing it. Letting the attention come into the belly. Can there be more softness in the belly? More space? As the belly softens, you may notice sensations of movement in that area. Which are connected to the breath. The breath is something we might not usually notice. very much in our day-to-day life. Mindfulness of breathing is an important part of mindfulness of the body. Not trying to breathe in any particular way, more just to notice. Bring attention to the very simple sensations of breathing. You may notice it at the belly or expansion and contraction of the chest. Or the movement of air at the nostrils. Just connecting to the breath. Wherever it feels most clear. Mindfulness is just this capacity of the mind to know, to see. We breathe in, and we know we're breathing in. We breathe out, and we know. As we attend to the breath in this very simple way, seeing if we can allow the breath to calm the body. Relax the body. with each in-breath. Receiving energy, sustenance, with each out-breath, just releasing, calming, surrendering, they drift off into thoughts of the past or the future. That's what thinking minds do. As we notice this, we can gently reconnect with the body, the breath. Turns out that it's easier to stay mindful of something that is pleasant. This in mind, see if you can notice any sensations in the body or the breath that may feel pleasant, agreeable. sometimes the sensations of the breath itself. Be pleasant. The sensations of a relaxed body can be pleasant. In a very simple way, the contact of the feet on the ground, the sit bones on the cushion, the hands connecting to the body, if there's a pleasant sensation there, just noticing it. The quality of an experience as pleasant or unpleasant or neither is called vedana, feeling. Sometimes we tend to notice painful feelings and not notice the pleasant feelings that are present. Now, just taking a moment to bring attention to any unpleasant feeling, unpleasant sensation in the body. Be the aches and pains associated with sitting, just connected to having a human body. Be very, very subtle, just a little tightness, a little tension somewhere that's perceived as unpleasant. It could be a thought or a memory or a mood or emotion just feels unpleasant, painful, difficult, in the practice of mindfulness of feelings, we just notice the unpleasantness. We just meet the unpleasantness or the pain with a lot of care. And we can meet pleasant and unpleasant experiences with mindfulness. We have some freedom from them. We have some space to choose how to respond. In the last minute, two of the meditation, just allowing experience, allowing pleasant and unpleasant to just simply be as they are. As we sit in the center, not pulled by pleasant or unpleasant, but balanced. Pleasant will change to unpleasant. Unpleasant will change to pleasant. We sit in the center, simply observing our experience, moment to moment. as you hear the sound of the bell, seeing if you can notice whether it's perceived as pleasant or unpleasant or in between or neutral.